Last week, I argued in these pages that the United States is buying an army it cannot command, writing procurement checks at a scale its adversaries cannot match, without writing the doctrine or arbitration to decide how the capability behind those checks gets used. Not everyone agreed. The sharpest pushback came from readers with institutional equity in the current procurement path, those with the most to lose if the diagnosis is right. Fair question, they kept asking. What is at stake if we get this wrong? The answer arrived this week, and it is not what most observers are watching. Beijing is pursuing a two-pronged strategy against the American artificial intelligence industry, and neither prong depends on beating American laboratories on model capability. The first prong attacks the market instrument that finances the industry, paid enterprise access to closed frontier models at premium margins. The weapon is state-backed open-source saturation of the global developer market. When Chinese laboratories release high-performing models at zero marginal cost, the price American laboratories can charge collapses, and with it, the revenue that funds tens of billions in specialized compute committed to their pipelines. The second prong is architectural. American frontier laboratories run closed models in centralized data centers connected to their customers via fiber. The Pentagon has awarded contracts for missions that cannot use that architecture: drone swarms, autonomous undersea platforms, cognitive attack detection, and tactical multi-sensor fusion. Consider a drone swarm over the Taiwan Strait that must identify and engage a hostile target in seconds. It cannot query a compute cluster in Virginia and get an answer in time. The bandwidth needed in a denied, degraded, intermittent, or limited spectrum environment is unavailable. Chinese research has shifted toward large concept models, smaller, edge-resident, multi-sensor, that run on the platform and fuse light detection and ranging, radio frequency, electro-optical and infrared, and acoustic inputs at the edge, without a network dependency an adversary can touch. This is not a theoretical architecture. Ukraine is running it now. Ukrainian drone units operate with organic, edge-resident targeting within seconds of adversary contact, without a reliable network back to headquarters. Ukrainian schools graduate thousands of drone specialists each year. The country teaching NATO the most about the next fight is doing so in the register the American AI stack cannot yet operate in. The contracts are being placed. The integration doctrine has not yet been written. Beijing has run this playbook before. Western economies depend on China for rare earth and critical minerals processing, the industry that supplies permanent magnets, batteries, and defense electronics. Every F-35 electric actuation system, every Virginia-class submarine drivetrain, and every Patriot interceptor guidance package relies on rare earth processing capacity the United States cannot reconstitute within a decade. That capacity was lost not because the deposits lie under Chinese soil, but because Beijing sustained state-subsidized processing for 20 years at prices that broke the private sector cost of capital in every alternative jurisdiction. Open-source artificial intelligence is the same instrument, aimed at a different substrate. What is at stake? First, America's most consequential capital expenditure cycle. Roughly $400 billion a year in AI infrastructure is financed against a revenue model an opposing state has organized its economy to defeat. If that model breaks on Beijing's timeline, the compute pipelines carrying a meaningful share of American growth do not close. Second, Pentagon operational readiness. Contracts placed today for missions the Pentagon needs to field in 3 to 5 years cannot be executed by an AI stack designed for centralized data centers. Platforms that cannot operate in a multi-domain and joint force environment at wartime tempo are not a deterrent, they are procurement projects. Third, alliance credibility. Sovereign AI programs in Korea, Japan, and the Gulf price today against the American premium margin model. If it breaks, those programs reprice against Chinese open-weight tooling, and the alliance's technological dependency structure shifts. Fourth, deterrence. The Taiwan Strait scenario is not theoretical. The platforms that would decide it are being contracted for now, on an architecture that cannot execute the mission at wartime tempo. What needs to happen requires an integration authority the American sovereign apparatus does not yet exercise. Two responses. A state capacity capital response to the first prong. Some form of federal instrument that bridges the compute-to-market pipeline so a Chinese-organized collapse in AI pricing does not take the compute build-out with it. Export-import financing, defense production authorities, and strategic stockpiles are the precedent. No current U.S. government office owns this problem. A Pentagon-led investment in a distributed inference substrate, the shape of what the Joint Fires Network concept was originally designed to be. Edge-native, platform-resident, multi-sensor, doctrinally integrated. This is procurement of an integration architecture as much as procurement of a technology. The Pentagon has placed the contracts for the platforms. It has not placed the contract for the integration. Last week, I wrote that America is buying an army it cannot command. The diagnosis has evolved. America is also buying an artificial intelligence it cannot deploy. Ukraine is teaching the doctrine the American AI stack has not been designed to run. Beijing is engineering the collapse of the revenue model that stack is financed against. Coordination assigns. Integration arbitrates. What is at stake is whether the American sovereign apparatus can find the integrator for the capital response and the operational doctrine. Before the platforms, the Pentagon is buying arrive without an architecture capable of commanding them. The cipher brief is committed to publishing a range of perspectives on national security issues submitted by deeply experienced national security professionals. Opinions expressed are those of the author and do not represent the views or opinions of the cipher brief. Have a perspective to share based on your experience in the national security field? Send it to editor@thecipherbrief.com for publication consideration. Read more expert-driven national security insights, perspective, and analysis in the cipher brief.